Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're going to be learning about someone very young and very talented. His name is Kieran Williamson, and he is the art world's youngest star. We're going to learn about this young artist, and he is indeed very skilled at what he does. Even at a very young age, his parents could tell he had a special talent. Well, I wonder about you. Do you have a special ability or skill in something, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of people have told me that I am pretty good at learning languages. If I don't practice them, it's harder for me to remember. But when I'm first learning, I pick them up very quickly. So High school, I took French and Spanish, and then I went to Japan and studied Japanese, and now I'm learning Chinese.
Oh, Carolyn, I am kind of jealous of people like you who can learn languages so quickly. It takes me a long time. For me, though, maybe a natural ability or talent is stuff that has to do with rhythm or playing drums. I can learn pretty quickly. Well, what about you? What are you naturally talented in? We're going to be learning about Kieran Williamson in these couple of days' lessons. So let's get started.
Kieran Williamson, the art world's youngest star. This talented young boy is being compared to some of the world's best-known artists. Many parents display their children's artwork on the refrigerator, but Kieran Williamson's paintings have been on display in professional galleries since he was 6 years old. Kieran's artwork, though, extends far beyond childlike stick figures or finger painting. In fact, the child from Norfolk, England, has been called the boy who paints like an old master. Discovering his gift. According to his parents, Kieran was a typical toddler who liked finding bugs and playing in the mud. But on a 2008 family vacation to the beach, the 5-year-old was inspired by the boats and scenery and asked his parents for a sketch pad.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's profile article, we'll learn all about Kieran Williamson, an amazingly talented 11-year-old painter. But first, let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Artwork. Artwork is a noun. The famous artist created most of his artwork after he turned 50. Toddler. Toddler is a noun. With the toddler in the house, Patty has to put sharp things away. Aptitude. Aptitude is a noun. Trisha displays an early aptitude for playing the piano. Sensation. Sensation is a noun. When John Grisham's book, The Firm, became a popular movie, he became an overnight sensation. Your more information words are old master. Old master is a noun. Pound. Pound is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Well, he sounds like a pretty normal little boy, but there is something very special about Kieran Williamson. And we see at the beginning of the article, this talented young boy is being compared to some of the world's best-known artists. And he's just a child.
That's right. So he's very young. And as we could see in our title, he is the art world's youngest star. So here we're talking about the art world. But of course, you could talk about other areas of life, too, that require creativity, like the music world or the movie world. You could talk about the movie world's youngest star, someone very young who is very talented, like Kwevenjine, who we learned about earlier this year.
That's right, and today we are learning about the art world's youngest star, Karen Williamson. And we see that many parents display their children's artwork on the refrigerator. But Karen Williamson's paintings have been on display in professional galleries since he was 6 years old. Now, Gabe, did your parents ever put your artwork up on the fridge?
Yes. Yes, Carolyn, they did. They put mine and, of course, my brother and my sister's artwork all on the fridge, even though it was, I don't know, kind of childish artwork, but they thought it was cute. Did your parents do this too?
Oh, yes, and I had a brother and two sisters, and we all had pictures all over the fridge and all over the kitchen, really.
Right. I think a lot of parents like to show off what their kids are doing. It's a good way to encourage their children to keep it up, to keep going on. Now, we're talking about Karen Williamson here. His artwork has been on display in professional galleries since he was 6 years old. Let's take a look at our keyword, artwork. Well, what is artwork? It's art. Art that you have worked on. It's your artwork.
That's right. So this could be anything like drawings, paintings, sculptures, a collage, something that you put together, some piece of art that people can enjoy looking at. That's your artwork.
Okay, and you might know some people who are very good at art. You could say, I love your artwork. I love what you do. Well, here we're talking about Karen Williamson. He was only 6 years old, or actually even younger when he first started painting. But let's take a look at this. He was very young. Sometimes we call people like him child prodigies. A prodigy is someone who has a very good gift, a natural talent at doing something. Kind of really amazing, actually, more than most people have. Now, Carolyn, what is a child prodigy?
Well, as you said, a prodigy is someone who is naturally talented at something. Mm-hmm. A child prodigy is someone who is also naturally talented or gifted at one particular thing, but they are able to display that talent at a young age. So Karen would be a child prodigy mm-hmm. in the art world.
That's right. In the art world, he is a child prodigy. Maybe you know someone who has been really good at music or piano since they were really, really young. Maybe they also were child prodigies. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
We all know what a gallery is. It's a place that exhibits works of art. But let's talk about a different gallery that has nothing to do with art. A peanut gallery.
In this case, gallery refers to the uppermost section of seating in a theater balcony where the seats are cheapest.
And who would sit in those seats? People who can only afford the cheapest seating, of course.
And what do these people purchase when they wanted some snacks? The cheapest snack, of course. And that would be?
Peanuts.
Now, bear in mind, we're not talking about the most cultured or refined folks here. So what happens when they see something in the performance they didn't like? They would throw the peanuts onto the stage.
Right. Now, this was in the old days, of course. Nowadays, peanut gallery has taken on a new meaning, referring to a social network audience that passively observes a syndicated web feed or chat room.
Right. They're not exactly lurkers because you know that they're there. You just don't hear from them very often.
Kind of like a lot of my friends on Facebook.
今天的课文讲到 gallery， 那是指画廊。 我们来看另一种 gallery， peanut gallery。 这个 gallery 跟艺术毫无关系， 指的是戏剧院里头离舞台最远的座位。 那这一区的座位当然也是票价最便宜的。 那坐的呢通常是 平民老百姓， 每当他们觉得演出达不到他们期待的水准时， 就会把看戏时当零食的 peanuts 花生 扔向舞台来表达他们的不满。 于是 剧院的后排座位就有了 Peanut Gallery 的别称，延伸出来的意思就是乌合之众，不值得重视的小人物。但是现今网络发达的时代， Peanut Gallery 也可以用来表示在社群网站你那些保持沉默从来都不发言的朋友们。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, let's continue learning here. Of course, we were talking about how many parents like to display their children's art on their refrigerators. But Kieran's artwork has been in professional galleries since he was a young child. Here we read, Kieran's artwork, though, extends far beyond childlike stick figures or finger painting. Well, in case you're wondering what a stick figure looks like,I have drawn a picture of two stick figures right here. This is my artwork. Carolyn, what do you think?
Oh, well, that's very nice, Gabe. I'm sure your parents would love to put it on their refrigerator.
Yeah. Hey, now I drew two guys. Do they remind you of anybody?
Well, the only two guys I know would be Steve and Ken, but Gabe, that doesn't really look like them.
Carolyn, that's a great idea.Steve and Ken, this is for you. I'm going to give this to Steve. I'll make a copy for Ken, too. Okay, well, those are my stick figures. I hope you enjoyed them. Right now, Liz has something she wants to share with us in the grammar gym. I should draw one of her, too.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions...Kieran's artwork, though, extends far beyond childlike stick figures or finger painting. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, to extend far beyond. It basically means, is more than just. So, the writer is saying that Kieran's artwork is more than just childlike stick figures or finger painting. Use this phrase,to extend far beyond, when you want to talk about the quality of something being more than what most people would assume. For example, Dr. Shea's math class deals with everyday situations and extends far beyond numbers and basic math problems. Or, Sarah's responsibilities extend far beyond the usual job requirements of any worker in an office, and she has to travel constantly.If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye!
Thank you, Liz. And it sounds like you can look forward to getting a picture from Gabe. Continuing in our article, in fact, the child from Norfolk, England has been called the boy who paints like an old master.So, even though he is a young boy, he still has the skill of an old master.
Well, what is an old master here? This is a saying that refers to a painting or a painter that goes back earlier than the 1800s. So, an old master is a famous old painter, who's not around anymore. Well, let's continue learning about Kieran, discovering his gift.According to his parents, Kieran was a typical toddler who liked finding bugs and playing in the mud. Let's look at this word, toddler. Carolyn, what is a toddler?
Well, a toddler is a very young child that is just learning how to walk. So they can't really walk very well. They kind of toddle.
That's right. That's a verb. If you toddle, you're walking, but kind of in an awkward way, like a lot of young kids.Learning how to walk. Okay, so he was a typical toddler who just liked doing typical toddler things. But on a 2008 family vacation to the beach, the 5-year-old was inspired by the boats and scenery and asked his parents for a sketch pad. What do you do with a sketch pad, Carolyn?
Well, you draw pictures, and he was inspired by the scenery and wanted this sketch pad so he could draw.This is very unusual for a 5-year-old, but he seems like he's a very special child. Well, before we continue learning about Kieran, we should join Michelle and learn something with her in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 artwork 这个名词。Artwork 是指艺术作品。例如 This museum contains over 5,000 pieces of modern artwork. 这所博物馆拥有超过5000件的现代艺术作品。Artwork 也可以指插图或插画，当不可数名词。例如 All the artwork in the book was done by the author's wife. 这本书里面所有的插画都出自于作者的太太之手。继续我们看的是 toddler 这个名词。Toddler 是指学步的儿童，一般是指1岁到3岁的孩子。例如 The skid-free socks are especially designed for toddlers. 这种止滑的袜子是特别为学步而设计的。它的动词就是字尾去掉 r 变成 toddle。Toddle 是指摇摇摆摆的走路。例如 The parents watched carefully as the baby toddled around. 这对父母谨慎地看着这个小宝宝到处摇摇摆摆地走路。
Well, today we're learning about Kieran Williamson, and he is the art world's youngest star. That's right, of course, most parents like to display their children's artwork on the refrigerator or other places at home, but this young star has had his artwork displayed in professional galleries since he was 6 years old.So, many would call him a child prodigy. He is from Norfolk, England, which is about 160 miles or kilometers northeast of London. And, of course, he started drawing at a very young age. He saw some boats and some scenery while they were on a family vacation in 2008, and he asked for a sketch pad. Well, let's see how this story continues.
Kieran Williamson, the art world's youngest star. His initial drawings could have been done by any young child, but after the family returned home, Kieran continued drawing and began to display an aptitude for art. When he started asking about the process of putting a painting together, Kieran's parents realized he needed professional instruction. Soon after, he began taking lessons,and his progress amazed everyone as the young boy produced impressive landscapes and watercolors. In 2009, when the 6-year-old had the chance to exhibit his work in a gallery, he sold 19 paintings for £14,000, becoming a global sensation.
Wow, he is a very successful 6-year-old.Well, going back to the beginning of this section of the reading, his initial drawings could have been done by any young child, but after the family returned home, Kieran continued drawing and began to display an aptitude for art. So he asked his parents for a sketch pad, and they gave him one, and his drawings really weren't that special at first, right, Gabe?
That's right. We read here thatAny young child could have drawn the way that he did then. But that didn't happen when he got home. Things began to change. He continued to draw and sketch, and he developed an aptitude for art. Well, let's take a look at our word there from the word bank, aptitude. An aptitude is your ability to do something. So how could you use that word?
Well, if you have an aptitude for something, that means that you are naturally good at it. Maybe you have an aptitude for languages, as we discussed earlier today. Many people say that I have an aptitude for language. Do you have an aptitude for English? Or maybe you're like my sister. She has an aptitude for math.
Ooh, she has an aptitude for math. I don't have an aptitude for math. Maybe you have a musical aptitude. You can learn music pretty quickly. You can do it very well. So what do you have an aptitude for? Of course, Kieran Williamson displayed an aptitude for art. And we continue reading here. When he started asking about the process of putting a painting together, Kieran's parents realized He needed professional instruction. So maybe a lot of kids might ask their parents how to do something. They would be able to respond in an okay way. But Kieran was a little better than most children at art.
That's right. Oh, this kind of reminds me of my brother who had an aptitude for electronics at a young age and asked my mother how a computer worked.
Really? He did? And what did your mom do? How did she respond?
Well, let's see. She explained to him because she was pretty good with computers. And then he continued to learn by taking things apart, like VCRs.
Nice. I'm sure your mom loved that. Well, as long as he could fix them again in the future, I'm sure that's good. And of course, you might have an aptitude for something like that as well. Well, we read on here, soon after he began taking lessons, and his progress amazed everyone as the young boy produced impressive landscapes and watercolors. Okay, so he was taking lessons from professional instructors, and of course, he was impressing everybody.
It would be very impressive, and we find out something amazing. In 2009, when the six-year-old had the chance to exhibit his work in a gallery, he was six, he sold 19 paintings for 14,000 pounds, becoming a global sensation.
Wow. Okay, that is definitely quite a young age to start selling your paintings like this. He got 14,000 pounds. That's quite a bit of money. Now, of course, he had a chance to exhibit his work in galleries. You see that word exhibit. We've talked about that word before, but usually we use it as a noun, or we talked about it as a noun before. You have an art exhibit. Here, you see it as a verb. He's exhibiting his work in a gallery.
That's right. And we have a word from our word bank at the end of that sentence, sensation. If something is a sensation, then it gets popular very quickly, and it's very big. Lots of people are talking about it.
All right, so maybe someone is a singing sensation. That means they have a wonderful voice. Everyone loves to hear their voice. Or maybe someone is a surfing sensation. Someone who surfs really well. Everyone is talking about that person.
That's right. Well, I know who can cause a sensation.
Who?
Michelle.
All right.
Let's go to the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 aptitude 这个名词。I-T-U-D-E 这个字尾是指状态。所以 aptitude 本来是可以指高度。这里是指一个人的天赋或才能。如果要说明是哪方面的天赋，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,Hank shows a natural aptitude for math. Hank 展现出数学方面突然天成的天赋。美国高中生大学的时候会考一种叫做 Scholastic Aptitude Test. Scholastic 是指学业的，所以这种考试就是智能测验，也简称为 SAT。最后我们看的是 sensation 这个名词。Sensation 在这里是指轰动的人或事物。例如 The final turn this young basketball player into a national sensation. 这场决赛将这位年轻的篮球球员变成全国皆知的轰动人物。Sensation 也指生理的感觉或感受。例如 You might experience a tingling sensation after applying the medicine. 擦药之后你可能会感受到一些刺痛感。Okay, now get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Today we've learned about Kieran Williamson and how he displayed his art in a gallery and sold his paintings when he was only 6 years old, becoming a global sensation. Now, being that young, how can he avoid becoming too caught up in this fame, Gabe?
Well, that's a good question. You know, a lot of kids, they become famous early on, and then they end up getting carried away with that and making bad decisions with their life. I think it's important to have a good community around you, good role models, good people as examples for you on how to have a balanced life.
I think that is a very good idea, and he can stay involved in normal activities
Yes.
for children. Well, we have more to learn about Kieran Williamson, so we will see you again tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
See you then. Oh, I added Liz from the Grammar Gym right here.
Last a lifetime.